Welcome to Torah Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we will continue our study of Tehillim with Mizmor 39, Lamedtes. Like in the last song, David, or the singer, is in terrible pain, and this Mizmor takes us to the next stage of how to manage pain in a meaningful way, and it's going to give us very practical directives. We so often turn to Tehillim in times of pain, and this Mizmor once again helps us give voice to our sorrow while also offering us direction and hope. We think that Hashem needs to hear our Tehillim, but the truth is we need to hear our Tehillim. We need to internalize its messages and allow them to shape our lives. And when we do, we not only find comfort, but we also become ready to bring new meaning and goodness into the world. And in that merit, may the pain be lifted from us. Pasuk Aleph, let's begin. Lamenatzeach lidusun mizmor leDavid. For the conductor, for Yedusun, a song by David. Who or what is Yedusun? Rashi explains that it's a type of an instrument that was played in the Beis HaMikdash. Or it could be the name of one of the singers from the tribe of Levi who sang, and he's mentioned in Divrei Hayomim. Rashi then presents an additional idea and says that the word Yedusun is a contraction of the words Das, which means decree, and Din, which means judgment. This song will help those who are seeking to understand the judgment and decrees of Hashem. So we already hear with this introduction that the singer is not going through an easy time. Amarti eshmerah drachai mechato, vilshoni eshmerah lefi machsom, ba'od rasha lenegdi. I said, I will guard my ways from sinning with my tongue. I will guard my mouth with a muzzle while the evil one stands before me. When we are in a lot of pain, either physical or emotional, we may speak too soon and say things that we don't want to say. This pasuk reminds David, reminds the singer, it reminds actually me, that I will guard myself from saying rash words. Literally, I will see a muzzle over my mouth, not allowing me to speak. It isn't easy, but the Rasha, the one standing before us, the evil one, is waiting for us to speak in an undignified manner. Now let's talk about this Rasha, the wicked person. The wicked person mentioned here could be referring to our external enemies, but it can also represent the Yetzer Hara, who is very much with us in times of pain and stress, pushing us to say things that we'll later regret. This pasuk is a powerful tool to keep in your back pocket, reminding you to hold back from speaking when emotions are high and stress is overwhelming. I will guard my ways from sinning with my tongue. I will guard my mouth with a muzzle. Pasuk Gimel, let's go on. Ne'elamti dumiya, hecheshesi mitov, uch'evi ne'akar. I became silent from stillness. I was quiet even from good as my pain destroyed me. I followed that approach and I stayed completely silent, so much so that I didn't even speak about good things, the things I should have said. And as the Radak explains, I was afraid that if I started talking, I might slip and say something I shouldn't. And Rashi points out that while this silence protected me from my harmful speech, it also caused me to miss out on sharing positive words and speaking words of Torah. So I can't stay silent forever. Pasuk Dalet, verse 4. Cham libi bekirbi, behagigi sivar esh, dibarti bilshoni. My heart got very hot within me. Fire burned in my thoughts, and I spoke with my tongue. I could only stay quiet for so long. The words were burning up inside of my thoughts. However, because I waited, I was able to think about what I'm now going to say. Pasuk 5, Hodieni Hashem kitzi, umidas yamai mahi, eda mechadel ani. Hashem, make known to me when my end will be, and what is the measure of my days. The Radak says, David is asking Hashem to let him know when his pain, or when his life, will be over. If the suffering will continue, then let me die now. But on the other hand, if I will recover, then I will suffer through the pain now. Let's look at this pasuk through a discussion in the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Amud Aleph and Beis 30a and B. Man wants to know when he will die so that he can repent right beforehand, do teshuva. However, Hashem doesn't want to know, because if we did, we might just wait until the last day of our life to do repentance. David wanted to know when he would die, so Hashem did reveal to David that he would die on a Shabbos, but he didn't say which one. So as a result, David spent every Shabbos immersed in Torah study, because as long as he was connected to the source of life, the Eitz Chaim he, the angel of death, the Satan, could not have power over him. So on his 70th birthday, the angel of death rustled the branches of a tree in the garden of the palace. So as David went to investigate the noise while still learning Torah, a step crumbled under him and momentarily distracted him. In that instant, David's soul was taken. When we ask to know our end, kitzi, it's not only about wanting to know when life will end. Rabbi Hirsch explains that the word kitz, as we say in this pasuk, kitzi, my end, can also mean goal or purpose. David is asking, and really we are really asking, to understand our mission in life. When he says, measure of my days, he's expressing a desire to know what he is meant to accomplish each and every day so he can live with intention and fulfill his true purpose. We all want to know what our mission in life is, because each of us has a critical role. The Medrash and Bereishis Rabbah tells us that even if one of the 600,000 Jewish people who were present at Har Sinai at the giving of the Torah had been missing, we would not have merited to receive the Torah. The truth is, that's why we want to live. We want to live to fulfill our mission. Pasuk Vav, Hine tfachos nasata yamai, v'cheldi cha'ayin negdecha, ach kol hevel, kol adam nitzav, selah. Behold, my days are handbreadths, and my days are nothing before you. All human existence is but total futility. Wow, I am here for a short amount of time. And usually we measure lengths in the Torah with an amma, which is about 1.5 feet or a little less than a half of a meter. However, David is so sure that he has very little time left that he sees his days measured by tfachim, by hand breadths, which are closer to about 4 inches or 10 centimeters. There's an urgency here. I don't have much time. All human existence is but total futility. Life is so short and it's so full of empty pleasures and pursuits. So on one hand, we have so much potential and responsibility. However, on the other hand, there are so many worthless desires that distract us from our true purpose. Selah. At this Selah, you can't run ahead. Think about what you just said during this cadence. Now, Rabbi Simcha Bunim of Peshischa said, a person can only hold on to a small part of a large rope. So it is with life. The part of life we hold on to is only the present. The rope, the life of all humanity, is very long, but we must make the most of only the tiny part that is in our grasp. And think about this further. We can never go back and meaningfully use our squandered time. Pasuk 7, Pasuk Zion. Ach, betzelem yishalech ish. Ach, hevel yeh mayun. Yitzbar velo yeda miosfam. Only in shadowy darkness does a man make his way. It is but futility for which they are in turmoil. For he amasses riches, but he doesn't know who will gather it all in. Let's look at this word, bitzelem, tzelem. We live our life in the shadow of death, as in Gam ki elech begei tzal maves. Tzal maves is the shadow of death. We don't know when we're going to die. So we all live our lives in darkness. We don't really know where we're going. We can also look at the word tzelem, bitzelem, as from tzelem Elohim, in the image of God. Hashem created us in his image. And therefore, we need to focus on the fact that we are created in the image of God and make our way in the world with this pride, understanding, and responsibility. Pasuk Ches, verse 8, V'ata makivisi Hashem, tochalti lachahi. And now for what do I hope? Hashem, my longing is to you. All I want is to get closer to you and do what you want from me. So Pasuk Tes, Mikol psha'ai hatzileni, cherpas naval al tesimeni. Save me from all my sins. Don't let me be scorned by the immoral one. David, or the singer, is asking Hashem to forgive him and or to prevent him from sinning further, and also to help him recover from his pain so that contemptible people won't continue to mock him and look down on him. Pasuk Yud, Ne'elamti lo eftach pi, ki ata asisa. I am mute. I do not open my mouth, because it is you who has done this. Instead of blaming others for his crisis and suffering, he realizes it's from Hashem. So Pasuk Yud Aleph, Haser me'alai nig'echa, mitigras yadcha ani chalisi. Take your plague away from me. From the attack of your hand, I am devastated. When you think about it, when you truly recognize and accept that the suffering is coming from Hashem, your responses are different. And we continue, Pasuk Yubeis, Besochachos al Avon Yisarta Ish, Vatemes Ka'ash Hamudo Achhevel Kol Adam Sela. You admonish sin by bringing man pain. You melt him like moth-eaten fabric. Ah, every man is nothing. Which means, even though you send man all kinds of afflictions and warnings to help him live the way he should, man still squanders his precious time pursuing vanity, pursuing nothing. Selah. Oy, think about this, and now ask Hashem, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Shim'a Sfilasi Hashem, V'shavasi Ha'azina, Eldimasi Altecherash, Kiger Anochi Imach, Toshav Kechol Avosai. Hear my prayer, Hashem, listen to my cries, be not mute to my tears, for I am a stranger with you, an outsider, like all of my forefathers. The Gemara in Bava Metzia 59a says that the heavenly gates of tears are never shut. So I daven to you, Hashem, and I don't see myself as the master of the world, of entitlement here in the world. You, Hashem, are the true master. I am just a stranger here, a temporary visitor passing through. This awareness humbles me and makes me more mindful and appreciative, reminding me how important it is to live according to your rules and purpose. As Rabbi Yaakov teaches us in Pirkei Avos, this world is like a corridor before the world to come. Prepare yourself in the corridor so that you may enter the banquet hall. Too often we become so attached to the corridor, to the pro's door, that we mistake it for our permanent home. But when we remember that this life is a preparation for something far greater, we can find deeper meaning in our days and even face the reality of death with peace and clarity. Pasuk 14, the last pasuk, Hasha mimeni v'avliga b'terem eilech v'eineni. Do not strike me so that I may recover my strength before I depart and I am no more. Before I die, let me have the strength I need to accomplish what I can on my last few days on earth. This mezmor helps us focus ourselves in times of pain. It begins by guiding us to control the negative reactions we may have and instead redirects our attention to what truly matters. Pain can be a wake-up call, pushing us to recognize that something in our lives needs to change or to be understood on a deeper level. It makes us stop and ask, what are we really here for? It clarifies our values, sharpens our goals, and helps us appreciate our true purpose and potential. May we merit to grow and make the most of our time here without needing any more pain to wake us up. Thank you for studying together Le'iloi Nishmot, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of Sherit HaPleita in World War II. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. From their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.